Former President Bill Clinton will not be hosting his own television talk show anytime soon, according to one of his lawyers. There's been speculation over the summer that Clinton was discussing a deal that would have paid him between $30 and $50 million a year. Two of the major broadcast networks were said to be pursuing Clinton. A spokesman for Clinton doesn't deny that there have been recent negotiations, but does say there are no immediate plans for a Clinton program. Commentator Pat Morrison is disappointed.
Oh, Bill, how could you do this? Isn't it enough that Sam Seaborn is leaving the staff of Jed Bartlett, the Wednesday night president? That the cutest guy on the West Wing is taking a hike up Pennsylvania Avenue and into the sunset? How can you walk away from network television, too? People have been believing in a thing called hope, the hope that Bill Clinton, until 20 months ago the President of the United States, could soon have his own talk show. And now he's dashed that hope, saying he won't be doing any such thing, at least not right now. Sure, the nation is at war. Yes, the Mideast is aflame. Iraq is menacing, and the West Nile virus is heading west. But this was important. This was TV. The buzz was circling even before Clinton left office. Jay Leno joked back then that Clinton could get his own talk show, but his guests would be under the desk. He met with NBC executives. He was being groomed to be the next Oprah, or the first Paul turned Vox Pop. Ronald Reagan went from TV to the White House. Clinton could have done it in reverse. Was it the money that scared you off, Bill? Was that rumored $50 million a year not enough? Nixon only got $600,000 for being interviewed by David Frost 25 years ago, but you'd be asking the questions here, not answering them. How could you have resisted the siren call of the little box? Sure, there's always ratings and the risk that some network executive would one day tell you you're canceled, but hey, that couldn't have been worse than being impeached. And think of the promos that might have been. President Bill Clinton, from the White House to the Green Room. He's met everyone from Monica to Mother Teresa. Now it's your turn to get to know President Clinton. President Bill Clinton, he shares your pain weekdays at 3 p.m. As the first baby boomer president, Clinton loved TV, and TV loved him too, the scolding forefinger, the bitten lower lip. We could have had it all again, and in syndication, but no. I hope he knows what he's giving up. Right there on Talk TV, he might have hammered out the Mideast peace agreement that eluded him when he was in the White House. He might have become the world's first TV personality to be nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. And I guess I'll just have to keep channel surfing. I've heard it from Bill's own lips. I did not have a contractual relationship with that network.
The comments of Pat Morrison, a writer for the Los Angeles Times and author of the book ReOLA, Tales from the Los Angeles River.